Kia ora and welcome back. And it's a bit of a CSO back to back here, really. And this is very much a first for me. We have in the studio right now an accordionist, Grayson Macefield, which I said earlier is a great name to say. Grayson Macefield.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
How are you? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm really good, actually. Really good. Yeah.
So this weekend, you were playing with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra. Now, just before we came on air, you mentioned it's your first time with a New Zealand orchestra, which is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me, is it different to some of the orchestras? Are New Zealanders, do we make weird orchestras?
I don't know. We haven't had a rehearsal yet. I think our first rehearsal's Friday. Yesterday, I had the first rehearsal with Matthew, who you just had on the show, the conductor, Benjamin, and the two other soloists, the CSO percussionists, Brett and Doug.
Very exciting.
So, yeah, very cool.
So I'm interested, how does one get into the accordion?
Not by choice. No, so seriously, when my grandfather imported accordions into New Zealand, so... My mother, his daughter, and her brothers, my two uncles, all played accordion. And that's how my parents met, through accordion. My dad took lessons from her. And as a kid, my mum always said, you can learn any instrument you want as long as you also play the accordion.
Right, okay.
And so I had my first accordion, I think, when I was 3.5 years old.
Wow.
So a really small, like, cardboard box.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they make children's accordions?
Yeah, it's
right,
a special one with, like, 8 buttons and the bass. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned before you went on air, you've been based overseas for a number of years. What did that entail? Who did you play with? Where did you go?
I kind of got serious about playing the accordion when I was 16, 17.
Okay.
And then, because I decided I wanted to go to university, University of Auckland, and do a bachelor's there.
Yeah.
And before I started the first semester, I got the chance to compete in our world competitions.
Right.
And then met a teacher there, and he said, come to France and study.
Wow.
And so that was the kind of thing. So I went there for 2 weeks. Did my first semester at Auckland Uni, went for the semester break and stayed, I think, for 5 years. And so it was based in France to prepare competitions, competed internationally for a few years, did that successfully, then was based there doing concerts and tours, and then finished my education, Bachelor and Master's in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah. So how would you describe kind of the piece you're playing this weekend?
What did Matthew say?
He was very excited about it because apparently he'd wanted to play this for years.
It is really cool. It's really good. I'd say I think in the interview I did with the CSO, I was like, I'm really excited about it. And I think there's two reasons why. One is normally for my job, I have solo concerts or I do things with orchestras that I choose the repertoire. It's my programming.
Yeah,
it's my choice,
right.
And I pick it. And so it's quite cool, obviously, to be hired to do something. And it turns out the piece you're hired to play is really good. And the second point of it is that it's not written for accordion. It's not like an accordion piece. It's cello, accordion, percussion, and orchestra, which is nice because there's a large distinction of writing for specifically one instrument or writing for any instrument and just picking those ones.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, that's exciting because it's how he chose that. The accordion for it and how he used it. It's really cool.
So are there many pieces out there for accordions?
Yes, it's quite interesting because of the late development of our instrument. So it hasn't been fully polyphonic until the past 65, 70 years.
Right, okay.
So when I say fully polyphonic, it means that you can have, obviously, all the buttons in the left hand at individual notes as well.
Yeah, right.
So you have this control. You can do all the Bach's repertoire, all of any keyboard, except for Chopin, that kind of romantic period, because you need the sustain. But the original music kind of only started in the last 40, 50, 60
wow,
years.
Wow, okay.
And so it's all quite modern music.
Yeah,
and,
right, right.
Yeah, so there is a repertoire, but it's not like, let's say, more well-established instruments that have hundreds of years of compositions.
So I feel like... Oh, how do accordions are quite loud, are they not, compared to some instruments?
When we want to be, yes.
Right, right.
We have the potential to be quite loud because it's pretty much forcing air through a reed, a fixed reed.
Yeah, right,
so it's imagined like a harmonica, but you have a set of bellows pushing air and air through it.
Right.
So, yeah, we can be quite loud.
So is that like... Is there a slight balancing act trying to, like, not drown out other instruments?
Yeah, it's called listening, I think.
Right.
If you can listen to the other person, you're good.
Right, okay. Is it your first time playing this piece?
Yes, absolutely, yep.
Oh, very exciting. And first time at the Town Hall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Oh, fantastic.
Ticking all the boxes. It's
really
good.
Yeah, wow. Look, I'm so excited for it. I think it's going to be a fantastic show. I'm trying to think of the last time, kind of in a formal setting, I saw the accordion being played, but I honestly, I'm not sure.
I'll make Saturday the time to remember.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is so fantastic. Grayson, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. I'm so very excited. And it's so cool to have, you know, some different instruments being played and, you know, having a bit of variety and all that. Thank you so much and good luck for Saturday.
Thank you very much.